The director of the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities says fewer than 14% of low-income Wisconsin students with developmental disabilities are employed, and an even smaller percentage of students with physical disabilities have jobs. Beth Swedeen told a legislative committee working on improving job opportunities for all high school students that the state needs to do a better job of training special ed teachers to help disabled students make the transition from school to work.
I mean, a lot of this work is not traditional in the classroom kind of things, and teachers are saying we just don't have the time and we don't have sort of the basics of how to approach something that we've never been trained to do. A lot of them really have no ideas about even, you know, calling up employers and going out and meeting with them and what to say once you get the meeting.
The committee is working on a wide range of legislation to improve the programs that prepare students for the workforce. The biggest obstacle to any of those changes is where the money will come from. Mark Tyler is the president of the Wisconsin Technical College Board. He says currently the funding burden for school-to-work programs that allow high school students to get job training at technical colleges falls too heavily on local school boards.
Man, it's hard when you got to write out a check for tuition to the technical colleges. There's a disincentive on the school district's part, even though it's state law that they write the check. There's certainly a disincentive to promote that, which I think does us all harm.
The committee will meet once more before deciding what bills to propose in the next legislative session. Kilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.